Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Number one, your ears are so sensitive.
That's true. Yeah.
You have to be so gentle. And I like scrapes and stuff out of my ears. It was gross. I can hear in HD now. I was like... Hey, Science Pals. Welcome back to the Random Theory Podcast. I'm Grace.
And I'm Josh.
And together we talk about science in a fun and conversational way.
Ooh, man, that was clean.
Should we hop into ratings and reviews?
I think we should. I've got an email.
What you got?
From our email address at random3podcast@gmail.com. And this is coming from Lucas. Sounds like
Lucas
is a new listener, which is cool.
Oh.
So he said, "Hi, I'm Lucas from Pennsylvania."
Hello, Lucas from Pennsylvania.
I've recently gotten to your podcast. I have a good episode topic. And this is interesting because we might have some already. He said basically it's sports and how they're so interesting and entertaining.
Oh, yes.
Have we talked about? I feel like we've talked, we've done some stuff on sports.
We have. We did one on football. We are going to do one on soccer. We haven't done that one yet. So we have a soccer, well, like American football, and then we're going to do one on soccer. But I think it would be interesting to talk about the competitive nature of sports and like why people want to watch them. That's a very interesting topic. I'm here for it.
It is. And then I read through this before and I don't know what's happening. He has a riddle. There's a riddle.
Oh.
There is a blue house made of blue bricks. A yellow house made of yellow bricks. And a greenhouse made of, that's it. That's the end of the sentence.
Blue and yellow bricks.
Yeah, that's probably it. I didn't think about that. Oh, there you go. There you go. It just said answer in the next podcast if you see this. So I guess he just wanted us to read that. So we did, and Grace nailed it. There you go.
Lucas, that was fun.
Good going with the riddle. That's fresh. I feel like that might be the first riddle we've ever got.
I think it was too. Guys, if you have a riddle, a joke, whatever it is, drop it in a rating review. The only thing with riddles is like, what if we don't get it?
It's true. It is. That's rough on us.
But that's
high risk. High risk, high reward, you know?
True. We should do something like if they can stump us with the riddle, they should... get thrown into like a hat or something, and then like once a month we like draw the name from a hat.
If they can stump us with a riddle, you know they could stump us with a riddle.
I know, but yeah, I love that, Lucas. Thank you.
I'm glad you recently got into the pod. I would love to know where you like how you came across it, like if you're a T-Core fan or something, you just got into it, or if you just found it randomly. We would love to know, so follow up.
Would love to know. Let us know, Lucas. All right. Mine comes from Rubik's Cube Girl 24.
Right on.
It is from Apple Podcasts. Guys, leave us a rating and review on Apple Pod. Does not have to have a joke. Does not have to have a podcast topic. Just let us know how much you love the podcast. Make sure you're leaving us a rating and review well. Even if you're just leaving a rating every single week, that's all that matters. If you're OGRT... Yeah. That's what you can do to prove your loyalty.
There you go.
But Rubik's Cube Girl 24 said, "I love your podcast. Been listening since episode one came out." Ooh.
Oof.
OGRT. I love that. You have really been here since the beginning. And man, was it squeaky getting out of the station.
Hey, what are you talking about? That first episode was gold.
Yeah. You guys should do an episode on how you hear, how hearing aids and cochlear implants work. And here's a joke for Josh.
Okay.
Where do sharks go on vacation?
Where?
Finland.
Oh, man, that is somewhere
Finland.
Between. That is like a dad joke mixed with like a little kid joke.
It really is. It's kind of perfect. And then Rubik's Cube Girl 24 left a test tube and then two science pals.
Oh, man. The whole, that's a full review right there.
A full review. If you're OGRT, let us know as well if you are in the comments or if you're leaving a rating and review. We'd love to know if you how long you've been here and your OGRT if you've left a rating and review and subscribed and have your downloads turned on. Sure. That means you're OGRT.
But you're an OGRT. Also, if you listen, if you want to be an OGRT, you can be an OGRT.
But you got to be subscribed and have your downloads on.
You
got to
be subscribed. Yeah, you got to come on.
Leave a rating or review and comment.
Yeah. Great ratings and reviews and emails this week. Really good stuff.
I'm actually very excited about this podcast. So we're also going to talk about what happens in your ears. So there was someone that also wanted to know about ears. There were two people that wrote in wanting to know about ears. And we're going to talk about that as well. It's just kind of like ringing in your ears, buzzing in your ears, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
How it gets there. But I'm really excited to learn how ears ear.
How ears ear. Ooh, is that's the title of the podcast probably right there, I think.
I love it. I'm here for it.
I mean, that's kind of how we do things here. So
how ears ear.
We'll get into how ears ear right after this break.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So how do ears work? Do you know?
I did a snappy science on tinnitus.
Mm-hmm.
So just like researching that, I mean, and also just knowing like a little bit of how ears, you know, it's like they pick up the sound waves and transmit that through a nerve to your brain or whatever. Mm-hmm.
That's like the very good, like summed up version of it, truthfully.
Hey, you know, I do what I can.
I'm here for it. It's a good day's work. So hearing depends on a series of complex steps that change sound waves in the air into electrical signals. So our auditory nerve then carries these signals to the brain. Basically what you just said.
Right.
So sound waves enter the outer ear and then travel through a narrow passageway called the ear canal, which leads to your eardrum. Have you ever seen your eardrum?
I mean, I've seen like pictures, like diagrams of an eardrum. I don't think I've ever had the privilege of seeing my own. But
this is where we are different, Josh.
Oh, what are you? Okay.
I bought a little camera so I can see in my ear and like.
Did you
see,
really?
Yes.
I want to get one of those.
I got it off Amazon.
Okay.
Amazing.
I want one because, okay, I am like I have really bad earwax.
Okay, I do too.
This is a TMI moment here, but we're getting into it.
Maybe we should have done an earwax, added earwax in here too.
Added,
all about
maybe.
The ears.
We could probably do a separate episode on earwax, but, and so I get like impacted. It's like really bad. And so I've been wanting to get like the little camera with maybe like a little tool or whatever to
I'll
clear
send
it
you
out.
The link. I'll send you my link.
Dude, give me that hookup. I need that. Yeah.
Because I am obsessed with it. I had to clean my ears like once a week now with this little camera. I don't use Q-tips anymore. I'm obsessed.
Yeah. No one. Any PSA, don't stick a Q-tip in your ear. You can clean the outside. You can clean the outside of your ear. But you never should stick a Q-tip inside your ear canal. The thing about a Q-tip is generally they're like as big as your ear canal. So you're just like
squishing stuff in.
Yeah, you're just like smushing the earwax farther into your ear.
Yeah, I overproduce wax as well. But the first time I did, you have to be super gentle. Number one, your ears are so sensitive.
That's true. Yeah.
You have to be so gentle. And I like scraped some stuff out of my ears. It was gross. I got it because my sister told me she got one. And she said she scraped out. Yeah. Sharing her business right now. Whatever. she said she like scraped out like hard chunks, like sure. Hard crystallized chunks out of her ear.
Dude, I've had like doctor's appointments where that was the like they cleaned out my ears
because
it was so bad. And it was like that. It was like uncovering ancient fossilized earwax.
My sister said, she was like, I can hear in HD now. I was like,
oh, that's good. I love that.
I got it. I had like my AirPods in that day that I got the tool. So like my ears were kind of clean because I feel like my AirPods just like pull stuff out of my ears anyway. And so I like saw my eardrum for the first time. It looks super cool.
Yeah.
It's super weird that I'm like looking at the inside of my ear. I even... such a nerd. I was like humming and stuff trying to see if I could like see it vibrating. It's not how it works. You can't see it because the eardrum vibrates from the incoming sound waves and sends these vibrations to three tiny bones in your middle ear.
Right.
Isn't that crazy? It's bones.
Well, and here's the crazy thing for me. I mean, the bones, it's wild, but just I feel like people don't think about sound as being a physical thing, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like if I, you know, I have my laptop in front of me and it has speakers.
Yeah.
When that makes a sound, physical, I mean, they're waves, sound waves through the air, but like it's pushing air through the air. I've said air like 12 times. and that is entering my ear and physically vibrating your eardrum.
It's crazy.
That's so weird to me that that is how sound works, but it's cool.
When you think about it, it's like your brain really can't comprehend it.
Someone listening to this podcast, we are vibrating their eardrums right now.
My voice is moving your eardrums in three tiny bones.
Why is that the voice? Why is that the voice?
I don't know why that was the voice, but it felt like the voice.
It felt right. Yeah, you're right. It feels right.
Yeah, so it's called the malleus, the incus, and the stapes.
Those are the three bones.
Yeah. So the bones in the middle ear amplify or increase the sound vibrations and send them to the cochlea. It's a snail-like structure that's filled with fluid in the inner ear, which is so crazy.
Yeah.
Isn't that why people have like balance issues and stuff?
Yes. That control, the fluid.
It's your equilibrium.
Controls like, your balance. I was actually just reading literally like this week because I was thinking about getting one of those cameras to clean out my ears.
Yeah.
And I was reading a thread of some people that were audiologists, so like the doctors that do ears, and somebody was saying they were talking about like flushing your ears because you can get like drops and stuff to clear out your lap. And then if you do that, let it sit, and then kind of tip your head over, let it run out, and then you can gently use water to kind of flush out the remaining bit. And this one doctor was making a point of saying, like, if you do that, make sure that the water is near kind of body temperature, like not too hot, not too cold, because if it's too cold or too hot, it could hit that. Like if it affects the temperature of the fluid that's already in your ear, and that will throw off your balance and could give you vertigo.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What?
So if you're like, if you sprayed like super cold water in your ear, it would change the temperature of the fluid that's already in your inner ear, and that could give you vertigo.
Wow, that's wild. Now that we know the cochlea is very, very important. Do not mess it up temperature wise. There's an elastic partition that runs from the beginning to the end of the cochlea, splitting it into an upper and lower part. And this partition is called the basilar membrane because it serves as a base or ground floor on which key hearing structures sit.
Interesting.
So once those vibrations cause the fluid inside the cochlea to ripple, a traveling wave forms along the basilar membrane. Then you have the hair cells, which are sensory cells sitting on top of the base layer membrane, and they basically ride the wave.
All the hair, the hair cells are just like, yeah, waving in it. Yeah.
So hair cells near the wide end of the snail-shaped cochlea detect higher pitch sounds, such as an infant crying, and those closer to the inner detect lower pitch sounds, such as a large dog barking.
Okay.
And then as those hair cells move up and down, microscopic hair-like projections that perch on top of the hair cells bump against the overlying structure and bend. And that bending causes pore-like channels, which are at the tips of these hair-like things, to open up.
Right. Okay.
And when that happens, chemicals rush into the cells, creating an electrical signal.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
So it's like we have this like piston system, like, essentially.
If you think about it like actual hair.
Yeah.
You've got hair in your ear. I mean, it's hair cells. That's kind of how they're describing them.
Yeah.
When a sound wave hits your ear, it causes fluid around the hair cells to move, and that bends the hair cell because the fluid is moving.
Mm-hmm.
And when it moves and bends over, it opens up a hole that then chemicals rush in and it sends an electrical signal.
Yeah, then the auditory nerve carries the electrical signal to the brain, which turns it into a sound that we recognize and understand.
Right. So that's the final step.
Isn't that so wild, though, that like this electrical signal is the thing that's like, and recognize?
I mean, this is literally every time that we've done a single podcast about something to do with the human body, I say this. It's so taken for, like, this is every time you hear something, this is what is happening.
Yeah.
You got little hairs in your ear that are riding a wave and sending chemicals to your auditory nerve. Like
to your brain.
And then that is sending a signal to your brain. Like, it's crazy. When I did the Snappy Science on tinnitus, I specifically talked about like those hair cells and them getting damaged is what causes hearing loss. So it's like once you don't have those hair cells to move around anymore, then obviously no signals get through because the hair cells aren't there to get triggered. Like, I feel like the hair cells, you could think about them kind of like a tripwire, you know, a little bit.
Like once they bend, it's like then they're like sending then
it,
a message.
Yeah, it sends a signal once they bend. So what do you do if you start to lose your hearing?
When you start to lose your hearing, you either have a cochlear implant or a hearing aid.
Right.
And cochlear implants are small, complex electronic devices that help to provide a sense of sound to a person who is profoundly deaf or severely hard of hearing. The implant consists of an external portion that sits behind the ear and a second portion that's surgically placed under the skin.
Interesting.
So there's a microphone, obviously, which picks up sound from the environment. There's a speech processor, which selects and arranges sounds picked up by the microphone. There's a transmitter and receiver stimulator, which receives signals from the speech processor and converts them into an electric impulse.
Okay.
And an electrode array, which is a group of electrodes that collect the impulses from the stimulator and send them to different regions of the auditory nerve.
That feels like a little bit like science fiction to me, that we have something like that that can be implanted in someone's head and it is doing the job of the organic thing that we just talked about. Like,
yeah,
it's amazing. It's so great that we could do that for someone that loses their hearing.
It's or super. People,
I feel like I've seen things with like people that were born without.
Yeah.
And then they, like a child, and then they do this for them. I've seen mm-hmm. videos like that.
They're always so sweet.
Yeah, they are. Oh, man.
And what's important to remember is an implant does not restore normal hearing. So instead, it gives a deaf person useful representation of sounds in the environment to help him or her understand speech.
Right. It's not like they just turn on the hearing and we hear, mm-hmm. they would hear things the way a person with functioning cochlear or whatever would.
Yeah. Cochlear implants are actually very different from hearing aids. Hearing aids amplify sound, so they may be detected by damaged ears. And cochlear implants bypass damaged portions of the ear and directly stimulate the auditory nerve.
Right.
So okay. This is just like, so the cochlear implant bypasses the bones, bypasses the cochlear straight to the electrode to send the signal.
Right. It's like basically a second ear.
Yeah.
You know, like it's like a new, you know, you're just bypassing all that other hardware mm-hmm. with a new piece of hardware to send the signal.
And then hearing through a cochlear implant is different from normal hearing, and it actually takes time to learn or relearn how you're hearing. Mm. But it allows people to recognize warning signals and to understand other sounds in the environment and to understand speech in person or over the telephone.
I mean, that's the thing, is like it's not going to be like you regain your hearing again, but you
right. It's not like a hearing aid. Yeah. I feel like a hearing aid, you turn it on and it's like, oh my gosh, I can hear again. But with a cochlear implant, like there's genetically or something that happened where you can just kind of no longer hear, essentially.
And this was something that I learned when I was researching about the ear and like the little hairs. Because like, you know, it said a hearing aid just amplifies sound so that a damaged ear can hear better. Because like I was saying, the way hearing loss works is those little hair cells get damaged. So the fewer you have in your ear, the worse your hearing will be.
Interesting.
And they naturally, unfortunately, get damaged just over time. Old age, you know, the older you get, they get damaged. That's why a lot of old people can't hear that well or have hearing aids.
I wonder what AirPods and everything are going to do for our ears and like hearing and whatnot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like how much damage we're actually doing, like using AirPods and headphones and whatnot.
Yeah. I mean, it's a great question, honestly, because it's an unprecedented change to the way people live their lives. Everyone's got headphones in now. Another big hearing loss thing is exposure to loud sounds.
Yeah.
And so I said this on the in the Snappy Science, tinnitus is a side effect basically of the hearing loss. As those cells get damaged, it can cause tinnitus. Basically, as your hearing gets damaged, as those hair cells get damaged, they can start to send false signals. So even if you're not hearing something, it's basically like your ear thinks you're hearing something and it starts sending false signals to your brain.
Oh, interesting.
And that's what tinnitus is. That's why you hear a ringing and there's no ringing that's actually being heard.
Yeah.
It's just in your head. That can happen, yeah, as well with like exposure to loud sounds. And what I said was, I mentioned that this is a real concern of mine because I play in a rock band. I'm around loud music all the time. And so developing tinnitus is a real concern of mine. Obviously, like there's great innovations already towards solving this, but it will be really interesting to see the next generation of people that are dealing with hearing after wearing earpods for 30 years or whatever, you know.
Absolutely.
Like,
yeah, it's gonna be insane. I think what's crazy is that anytime you hear a ringing in your ears now, it's kind of like a sign, oh, I have hairs dying. Like, that's how I feel now. Before, I was always like, oh, my ears are ringing. I was just at a loud concert. That was so much fun. My ears are ringing. Yeah. I can't hear anything. And I'm like, oh,
yeah,
my ears are ringing because the hairs are dying and I just ruined my hearing. So, great.
Like I said, with me being in the band, like I love playing with the band and I love watching like live music. It's one of my favorite things, but it is definitely not a good environment to be in.
No.
And like, luckily, you know, the band, we moved to playing with in-ear monitors. So we have headphones on the entire time. And that has cut down a lot on the noise that is getting in. Yeah. So hopefully that's helping, you know, preserve our ears somewhat.
Yeah. I think it's crazy because most tinnitus is subjective, meaning that you can only hear the noise.
But
sometimes it's objective, meaning that someone else can hear it too. For example, if you have a heart murmur, you may hear a whooshing sound with every heartbeat, and your clinician can also hear that sound through a stethoscope. And some people hear their heartbeat inside their ear, which is a phenomenon called pulsatile tinnitus. Have you ever had that where you can hear your heartbeat inside your ear?
Yeah, when your heart's like racing.
Yeah.
Like a heightened situation.
It's more likely to happen in older people because blood flow tends to be more turbulent in arteries whose walls have stiffened with age. So we're old.
We are definitely old.
Pulsatile tinnitus may be more noticeable at night when you're laying in bed and there are a few external sounds to mask your tinnitus.
Right.
So you may notice any new pulsatile tinnitus. You should contact your doctor because it's not the best thing for you to be hearing.
Right.
If you want to learn more about tinnitus, you can go listen to Josh's podcast. It's a snappy science.
I talked about some new treatment that's going on right now. They're trying to clinical trial going on about some potential future treatment for tinnitus that's
cool.
Seems cool and promising. And it was like one of those things. I said this in the snappy science, and I say this about like I feel like every bodily thing we talk about of like it makes me hopeful for the future that this could be something that is just like not an issue, that we just like if you get tinnitus, oh, we have a fix for it and you're done, like that's it.
I love that. So I wanted to move on and talk to y'all about hyperacusis, which is a hearing condition that causes heightened sensitivity to sound, making everyday noises like running water seem extremely loud.
Ooh.
Yeah, and this makes it difficult to carry out daily tasks in common environments, such as doing chores at home or workplace responsibilities. In turn, you might try to avoid social situations. It can lead to anxiety, stress, social isolation, and just like being alone because it's so loud and noisy.
Oh, man, I've never heard of this, but...
I haven't either until I like did some research on it.
For me, it's... I cannot stand when a restaurant is too loud. You know what I'm talking about? I've been to restaurants where maybe they have like a live, like a band playing or something. And
that's totally different. That's totally different.
But when it's just the background music and the talking and everything is just so loud.
Oh my gosh. Michael and I went to one. I'm the same way. If I go to a restaurant and it is too loud, I will sit silently through my meal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's awful.
And
it's-
Michael will be like, why aren't you talking? Like, why aren't you inputting? Why aren't you saying anything? And I'm like, I mentally cannot process what's happening right now. And I'm like I'm not a super introvert, but there is nothing that like ADHD wise, I cannot physically function.
Yeah.
We went to one restaurant and it was an Italian family style restaurant. And they packed so many people into it and they didn't have any like sound absorbers, like pictures, furniture that was like foamy. And it was deafening in there. And it was, it just made it so unenjoyable until people like left and cleared out. But I'm the exact same way.
It's that is like the one thing. And it drives me. It's not even that it drives me crazy. Like, it's like you said, like, I just like can't function.
Yeah.
In the moment, I'm like, it's like my brain is trying to process all the sounds, all the conversations, all the everything.
Well, I don't think we have hyperacusis because this affects about 8-15% of adults. And this condition often affects people who have tinnitus or ringing in the ears, actually.
Which makes sense.
Yep.
Because you're damaging things. So
makes perfect sense. And the condition affects the way you perceive loudness. It makes ordinary sounds such as car engines extremely loud, and even your own voice might seem too loud to you at times.
Ooh.
Which would be annoying.
Yeah, that's miserable. Your own voice being too loud?
Yeah, that would be brutal. Truthfully, sometimes I don't like going out in the city because it just feels too loud. Like excessively loud, that it like irritates me and I just cannot function. Yeah. So like I just said, the perception of excessive loudness may cause pain and irritation, resulting in high levels of stress. And it can also make it difficult to be in public settings like work or school. And like I talked about before, leads to isolation, social withdrawal, fear of loud noises. So you can basically create a phonophobia and depression.
Man, the more you're reading about this, I'm like... I wonder if I have like a tinge of this.
You're like, this might definitely be me.
I mean, not in like general, like normally I'm fine. I can be around loud noises, but like I said, like there's a few situations and being in a loud restaurant is one where I get stressed. I get anxiety.
I'm with you on that completely. Another one that does me in is a bar scene.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like being in a bar where it's like a lot of people, it's packed, it's loud. I can't hear the person trying to talk to me and have a conversation. It's almost like I go deaf.
Yeah.
Like I'm not saying that I'm deaf. It's like I feel that way where I like can't hear anything.
Yeah. The sound around you, everything is so loud that then it's like deafening. You can't. Yeah. No, I totally get that.
My big thing is fire trucks. So I do not leave my apartment in New York City without my AirPods in my ear on do not disturb mode, because if like God forbid there is a fire truck that comes barreling down the street blaring its sirens, it is 20 times louder than you can ever imagine, because the sound is like literally bouncing off the like buildings around you, like doesn't have anywhere to go. You hear it 2 miles down the road. It's obnoxious. Like I cannot stand the sound of a fire engine at this point in my life.
And you get a lot of them there.
So there's loudness hyperacusis, which is, you know, moderately intense sounds that are perceived as too loud, which is you and me.
Yeah.
There's annoyance hyperacusis, which is a negative emotional reaction to sounds.
Okay. I feel like I feel that occasionally, but yeah.
Pain hyperacusis, which is a stabbing sensation at much lower sound levels that would typically promote pain. And this sometimes is described as a sharp or dull pain in the ear, jaws, or neck, and a feeling of fullness in the ear, like a tingle in the ear.
I don't know if I have that, but
yeah, I don't think I have that one either. Or there's fear hyperacusis, which is a negative response to sound that may cause patients to avoid social situations or feel anxiety in anticipation of hearing those sounds.
Right. Okay.
And they say by having like, they basically say all of those little circles kind of play together.
Right.
Loudness is the biggest one, annoyance and fear and pain. So they basically like all kind of overlap each other. And they say that having one type of hyperacusis may lead to another.
Right.
Which makes sense how you're saying like, you know, it's the loudness and the annoyance hyperacusis like working together. Because that's it for me too.
Right. And then that could lead to a fear.
Yeah, it can lead to a fear of like going out in public and like being around people, because you create stress and anxiety for yourself.
And all of it just kind of builds on each other.
Yep. Ears, man. They're sensitive.
Ears. Dude, ears are so sensitive and so wild.
Important.
Very important. Very important. But just little wild suckers. That there is liquid and little hairs in there that make the sound.
Yeah. No, it's so true. You have little hairs surfing, riding the wave, rippling.
I'm picturing, I just because I watched this the other day, and we put out a video about fish pee on T-Core, and there's a shot of Grace, you're talking about algae, I think, that they consume the enzymes that are in fish pee, and you say something about like they reach out their little arms and wave back and forth, and there's a shot of you in your living room with your arms up like waving. Yeah, that's what I'm picturing every time.
Honestly, that's probably like what they do. Like they're just over there like, wee!
They're just doing the wave, just rolling with those sound waves.
It was fun. I learned something about my ears. I feel like I want to go like take care of them more.
Definitely care about them.
Yeah, ringing is not good, even though it's funny. Not good.
No, not a good thing. No.
Oh, you know what made me want to punch someone in the face? Sorry, I just thought about it. I was just thinking about all our little listeners that are in school and stuff. A fire drill. When you have that piercing loud noise, children, don't punch someone in the face. But like that made me want to just like deck someone. I always covered my ears and it just made me, it's that pain, and that sound did pierce my ears and hurt.
Ooh, I am very much anti-balloon pop.
You are very anti-balloon pop.
I hate a balloon pop. Yeah. Any kind of, or like balloon, or like you get those packaging pillow, you know, the like air pillows that are in boxes. Yeah. Hate when somebody like pops one of those. No, not, that's no good. Don't like that.
I used to be one of those people that enjoyed popping it. Now I'm to the point where I just take some scissors and I cut off the end.
Oh yeah. I'm like gently stabbing each one and just slowly letting the air out of them. Yeah.
That's hilarious. Well, there it is. Ears. Guys, make sure you leave us a rating or review. Send this to a friend. If you are a science pal in OGRT, make sure you leave us a rating and review.
Yeah, let us know that you're a science pal.
Yeah, tell us what you learned about in this episode and what you liked. Or send us an email at randomtheorypod@gmail.com.
Subscribed and downloads on, so you always get our episodes.
Okay, let's go clean our ears without Q-tips.
All right, yeah, cool.
All right, bye, science pals. See you next week.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.